Ukraine security issue.
As of August 28th, for 186 days, Ukrainians have been defending their homeland from a full-scale Russian invasion. The armed forces of Ukraine stopped the offensive of the Russian army in six directions in the Luhansk region. The occupiers organized an assault with the support of aviation twice. However, the Ukrainian military managed to stop each of these attacks. In the temporarily occupied Melitopol, one of the largest Russian military bases was destroyed, the mayor of the city Ivan Fedorov said. According to him, this base of occupiers was located on the territory of the Avtokolorlit plant in the village of Mirny, Melitopol district. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine also reports that the Defense Forces of Ukraine killed 250 Russian soldiers, destroyed three tanks and five artillery systems yesterday. In general, since the beginning of the full-scale war, more than 46,750 Russian invaders have been eliminated, according to the report. The advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, Petro Andriushenko, reported restrained optimism regarding the occupiers' refusal to hold a court of Ukrainian prisoners of war in Mariupol. According to him, the Russians removed the security and the perimeter of the city block where the so-called tribunal was announced. Technical personnel were allowed to return to work at the Philharmonic where the Russians planned to commit a crime. According to Petro Andriushenko, the refusal or postponement of the court was caused by pressure on the Russian leadership from Ukraine and the international community. The need for the Russians to retreat in order to have room for maneuver for those negotiations that they desperately need. Therefore, the statement of the president of Ukraine had one of the key roles. In the end, the United Nations reacted. Well, the final point was said by the investigation that was made public a few days ago by American investigators and the State Department's reaction to the filtering prisons. The occupiers have taken an operational pause for a while, and even we see a decrease in aggressive rhetoric about this tribunal, said Petro Andriushenko. As it was reported earlier, in May, after several months of defending the city of Mariupol, several hundred Ukrainian soldiers were captured by the Russians. As it was emphasized in the joint statement of the Security and Defense Forces of Ukraine, this operation to rescue 2,500 defenders of Mariupol was the only possible option. There was no alternative, such as extraction, and the choice was between a rescue operation, consent to capture, and death on Azovstal steel plant. The Russian side has several times declared its intention to try the fighters of the Ukrainian volunteer regiment Azov, who among others were the defenders of Mariupol. In the Donetsk region, the Russians shelled Slovyansk, Kramatorsk and Avdiivka at night. One person died, two were injured. The region remains without gas and partly without water and electricity. Mandatory evacuation of the population continues. In the Dnipropetrovsk region, the Nikopol and Krivoryski districts came under Russian fire again. In the city of Nikopol, more than 1,500 families are without electricity. In Kharkiv region, the invaders shelled the territory of a children's camp. In Zolochy, a house was destroyed by shelling, one person died. The occupiers hit the city of Orikhy, Zaporizhia region, with incendiary shells. This caused a large number of fires in the city. Fortunately, there were no casualties. The most difficult situation remains in the Kakhovsky and Bereslavsky districts of the Kherson region. Due to constant hostilities, many villages are on the verge of destruction. The units of the 3rd Army Corps, which the Russian authorities want to send to Ukraine, are unlikely to be able to create effective combat power. This is the opinion of the American Institute for the Study of War. Analysts assume that the Russians intend to involve the 3rd Army Corps to strengthen offensive operations near Donetsk. At the same time, researchers believe that the personnel are not sufficiently trained or disciplined, although they are very well armed. Analysts have also looked at the pictures and report that the volunteers of the Army Corps are physically unhealthy and old. Russian military units have problems with staffing. In particular, the number of those willing to mobilize is affected by information about losses that emerges despite the occupiers' attempts to hide it, said Vadim Skibitsky, a representative of the Defense Ministry of Ukraine. Losses that the enemy bears are becoming evident. Information about the dead and wounded is spreading. And accordingly, the category of servicemen who conclude a contract is currently decreasing in the Russian Federation. if previously the depressed regions, the central military district, the eastern military district, went to the contract, now it's the turn of the Moscow and Leningrad regions, directly to Moscow and St. Petersburg, where conscription for military service is taking place. Once again, the Russian Federation demonstrates to Western countries its readiness for a possible armed conflict, said Vadim Skibitsky. Germany is ready to help Ukraine as much as needed, even if the war with Russia drags on for years. It is talked in particular about the supply of heavy weapons. Annalena Baerbock, the German foreign minister, said this in an interview with Bild. "We must be prepared for the fact that the war can last for many years," Baerbock warned. After all, the Russian authorities have not abandoned their obsession to seize Ukraine and subjugate its people. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also said that it is time for the West to double its support for Ukraine. He believes that if the Russian President Putin is allowed to change the borders of Europe, he will do it again, in another place on the periphery of the former Soviet Union. In addition, according to Johnson, other countries will see that violence and aggression can get away with it, and this will lead to a new cycle of political and economic instability. Therefore, the West must continue to support the Ukrainians in order to prevent such a development in the future.